time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the Monday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave. How are you?
How are you, Mickey?
Oh, I'm not too bad. You had an incident
right?
Over the weekend.
Oh,
we'll
mate.
Get to that
not
very
proud.
Soon.
Not proud.
What a show. A lot of news. The vaccine rollout has begun.
Jab me.
Jab me up, Doc. Juice me.
Yeah.
Most people are happy about it, apart from the tennis fans.
Yeah.
Tennis fans have got an issue with vaccines.
What the hell?
We'll get to the bottom of that, that ridiculous moment. we'll be coming up. Hey, we've got some food news.
What do you got?
I've got, well, something happened to me over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Me cooking in the kitchen. Oh. Say no more. and we'll go to France for a story. We'll go to McDonald's for a story. And spinach apparently can now send emails. You knew it was coming, Dave.
Duh.
Hey, Dave O'Neill is on the show. I always love it when he turns up. We'll have a crime watch. There's a lot to get through on a very big program, Dave.
Here we go. It is a Monday, Molloy.
It's a week.
It's underway.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Dave O'Neill to join us in the second hour. Can't wait for him. We've got some food news, which Dave should be in on as well.
Oh, he'd love that.
And Nerilee Meadows as well with a weekend sports wrap coming up on Molloy.
She'll be talking all about the tennis, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But the vaccine rollout has begun.
V-Day.
And the first to go over the top was our own Prime Minister, ScoMo.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't he look a picture? Did
you
see?
Yeah, he was all Australian, wasn't he?
He knew. Could he be any more Australian?
Yeah.
He had
the Aussie mask on?
We had the Aussie mask on. He's got, like, the one-day cricket top on.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure he's wearing thongs.
Maybe
a hat with corks.
Speedos.
A watermelon hat. Maybe he should have put a watermelon on his head and...
Well,
what is he doing?
Nah, he's Aussie,
he's a
mate.
Fancy dress or something, is it? You've got to dress up to get your vaccine these days.
He's the Prime Minister. He's number one to get vaccinated, so he's showing the rest of the country that it's okay to get a vaccination.
Leading from the front.
That's it.
Well,
in his Aussie
serving
wear.
Himself. Me first. What? You'll get vaccinated.
Of course I will.
You know how I want to be vaccinated?
Oh,
I want to be shot in the ass with a tranquilizer dart from a moving car. and you don't tell me? But you don't tell me, so I'll just be going down the road to get a carton of milk and stuff.
And then all of a sudden you'll slow up a bit.
Oh, Jesus, what the? I've been taken down. I've been dropped.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that if there's any doctor wants to do that.
You could raffle that position off.
Absolutely.
Who wants to shoot McMillan in the ass with a tranquilizer dart?
Full of vaccine.
So anyway, it's finally here.
Yes.
Let's hope this is the beginning of the end. Let's get vaccinated. Let's get it all done.
I think it's a positive. I think it's a really good day. I feel good today that it's actually here and it's actually happening. People are getting
most people do, but there was an incident at the tennis, and I just think it was one of the most bizarre boos of all time. I'll give you a legitimate boo. This is at the tennis. And given that it was in Victoria,
and
the crowd's had a lockdown, and it's been a tough road, you can pay this one.
Okay.
There are many other people to thank that enabled this great night to take place in the last couple of weeks. The top of that list is the Victorian government. Without you, we could not have done this.
Now, I can understand that, because people are angry and frustrated, rightly or wrongly, that's what's happened.
And governments, that's fair enough.
He'd cop that. He would go, I'm not winning a popularity contest, I'm getting the job done.
Yeah.
This one, though, Dave, is the one that has me scratching my head.
Right.
Please play it.
It's been a time of heartfelt challenge. It's been a time of deep loss and extraordinary sacrifice for everyone. And with vaccinations on the way, rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future.
Hang on.
What are they booing?
Well, they're booing science.
Why?
They're booing science.
Why?
They're saying, science, here it is. We're going to solve this. We're going to put an end to it. Boo!
Oh, how awful.
It's science. It's a cure.
That's it. That's
like booing an ambulance. Oh, look, everyone. It's an ambulance. Boo! Oh, you can't do that. Oh, look, everyone. Here comes a chief trauma surgeon. Boo! How dare you?
What
hey, look,
thinking?
It's a nurse. She's done a 20-hour shift doing your bloods. Yeah, she's got that coming. Look, everyone, it's Bishop Desmond Tutu.
I mean, come on. He doesn't need booing.
Who boos a vaccine?
I don't know. I don't understand it. Why
tennis
wouldn't
crowd.
You? Well, perhaps.
They're loopy. They'll laugh at anything. Now they'll boo anything. Do you understand? I don't know why they're booing. I think someone went and there's a bit of herd instinct.
Gone, hang on, let's all do it at the same time.
Yeah. Someone just vomited, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Unbelievable. You know what? Let's do it. Let's open up the lines. 1-3-3-5-3. Who do you want to boo?
Oh.
Get into it. Who do you want to boo? What do you want to boo? It'll be fun. Who do you want to boo?
Can I boo? I want to boo Monday.
Boo Monday.
I hate Mondays. My least favourite day of the week, so boo Monday.
Well done, Dave. I'd like to boo the Mars rover.
Oh,
yes! No! They've sent seven up.
Oh, you're out of line.
Hey, everyone, let's collect some rocks.
Well, they're doing more than that. It's advancing science.
They are not. They are not. Let's make the rover like a ute or something, because then you can get more...
More in the,
get more
in the
rocks in it.
Yeah, okay.
Larry Imger.
Oh, you're going to boo Larry? What are you going to boo Larry for?
He's not ready for the chase. He's not ready for the chase, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's game show style. He could do all right on that.
Bridgerton.
Oh, Bridgerton's getting
booed. Bridgerton.
Oh, you are out of line right now. Oh,
depending on who you're talking to. Do you get the idea?
All right.
This is it. You can boo whoever you want. It doesn't need a reason because people are booing vaccines. 1-3-3-5-3. You might even have a prize.
Oh, go for it.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy. Who do you want to boo? Ooh.
That's right. We're in a mean mood. It's Monday. Yeah. No one's happy about it.
Nah.
We're in here. The tennis crowd set the agenda when they booed the announcement that the vaccine was being rolled out. outraged.
How terrible.
Pitchforks. It was a lynch mob.
Jeez.
Get your stupid vaccine out of here, said the tennis crowd. I've no idea what they're thinking. But we went, well, what do you want to boo? Who do you want to boo? Let's get into it. Paul, who do you want to boo?
I'm definitely booing the booers. I mean, what on earth are they doing?
Good call. It's a double boo.
Yeah.
You've doubled down on their boo. I don't get it. What was it? Yeah. No, we all want to die of a coronavirus. Yeah. I want another lockdown.
Yeah, we just want to be locked in our houses for the rest of the time.
Look, we're in a great country, boys, and the government did what they had to do to close the place down and get us in a good position. And then they go and do that, and they work so hard to get that. Anyway, I'm a little bit annoyed, but I get it.
Paul, some people just like being angry.
Yeah.
And some news organisations like making people
they
angry.
Feed on it, don't they?
Keep them angry.
Hey, listen, I want to boo you for putting me on hold for too long, too.
Oh, all right, then.
Oh, you're going to boo us. That just cost you a car and a brick lane, my friend.
Oh, what a shame.
Bad luck, Paul. Next, Glenn's on the line. Glenn, who do you want to boo?
G'day, Mick. I want to boo Prince Philip.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on
a minute.
Hang on, Glenn. Hang on, hear him out.
All right.
Hear him
Let's
out.
Let's face it. He's had the easiest job in the world. He's doing a Djokovic. He's pretending he's injured. he's going to get a letter off his missus, and he's going to be, oh, look at Phil. He's done so well. How tough.
Hey, do you reckon he's milking it?
I reckon he wants a bit of theatre,
Five days, five nights in hospital. He's not coming out of there. Can I say this? His son came along to see him.
Yeah.
And
Prince Charles,
and spent half an hour.
Is that it?
He'd probably look at his watch the whole time. All right, well, anyway.
This could be the last moments with Dad.
What's this button do? Hey, well done. Give it, juke him.
A case of Brick Lane coming your way, Glenn.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
1-3-3-5-3. We want to know, who do you want to boo?
Take your calls right now. It is Malloy.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Are you saying boo or boons?
Boo! 1-3-3-5-3. Who do you want to boo?
We're booing people today, all things. We don't care. It's kind of indiscriminate.
Yeah.
Off the back of the tennis open crowd who booed a vaccine.
That's right.
I'm
still
trying to get to the bottom of that. What could your objection
be? It's the vaccine done. It's only going to help us and move on with our lives.
Crowley.
But, you know, boo that.
Boo.
Yeah.
So who do you want to boo? Sam's on the line. Sam, who do you want to boo?
Yeah. I want to boo people that call God the big guy.
Fair call. The big guy. You just don't like it? It's just one of those phrases.
It just annoys me. Yeah, I think it assumes a level of familiarity that may not be there.
All right, well, fair call.
No, I don't know.
Fair call. You don't know him.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's like. Yeah. Might be tiny. Could big be a girl. Guy. Who knows? Hey, duke him.
Oh, case of Brick Lane, Sam.
Thanks, mate.
There you go, you big fella. Graham's on the line. Who do you want to?
Hi, guys.
Who do you want to boo?
I want to boo Mark Zuckerberg, but not for why everybody thinks.
Oh.
I want to boo him for his haircut.
Oh.
Looks like something his mum could do.
Wow.
It's a very neat haircut, isn't it? It's very sort of...
Yeah.
Well, I can't even think of it. What's his hair?
It's a real sort of like a bowl cut, but really sort of short, yeah?
He's got bangs?
Exactly.
There's no bangs. No.
Like maybe he's driven to work with his head backwards out the window.
Maybe he should wear some Phil Spector-style wigs.
He may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, just mix it up a bit.
Do you think he cares? Is it a nerdy cut?
It's a nerd cut, yep. Yeah. It's a massive nerd cut.
All right, hey, duke him.
Oh, a case of Brick Lane coming your way, Graham.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well
thanks,
done, Dave.
Well done, mate. Appreciate it.
Graham, Dave's on the line. Dave, who do you want to boo?
Hey, lads, I'm going to boo Golden Gay Time.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hang on.
They've had it coming. For what?
I'll tell you, they're trying to get into the breakfast cereal game. Golden Gay Time.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah,
you are
exactly.
Right. What breakfast cereal are they doing?
Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops is not even golden.
That's a dessert. That's not breakfast.
That's exactly right.
Golden Gay
Stay
Time.
Away.
What do you mean Golden Gay Time I'm doing? Have you done
mixing,
your research
they're putting
here?
The chocolate in the middle. They're putting the Cocoa Pop chocolate in the middle of the Gay Time. Then they put the crumble over the top.
There it is.
So they're making a whole new bloody ice cream. Don't call it a Gay Time Cocoa Pop.
Hey, boo them again, Dave.
Oh, okay,
Daddy's outrageous. That
bang
is unnatural.
It doesn't seem right, does it?
You don't gild the lily. It's already a gay time. What do you want to go?
Correct. Don't muck around with it. It's fine. Love a gay time.
Stay in your lane, Golden Gay Time. Mick's on the line. Mick, who do you want to boo?
G'day, Dave. G'day, Mick. How you going?
G'day, mate.
How are you booing, mate?
Mate, I am booing the alarm clock, mate.
Good call. Fair call. Mine goes off at about 1 o'clock every afternoon. And I
After drinking 16 Brick Lanes, mate, 5:30 in the morning, the last thing I want to hear is that bloody thing going off, mate. So I'm getting a big boo.
You don't mind the Brick Lane?
Love it.
What's your favourite? What's your favorite draft? Are you a draft guy?
Mate, I've had three drafts so far. I'm looking at the IPA next time, mate.
I'm telling you right
Dave
now,
two on
as
Friday
a warning,
night.
Don't have too many in one session because...
I'll give it a crack, trust me.
Well, responsibly, of course.
Dave had two and did a nudie run.
I did.
Through Point Cork.
Disgrace.
Duke him, Dave.
Oh, you got a case of Brick Lane coming your way. Oh, hang on. You don't need to boo that. It's Brick Lane.
You're booing Brick Lane, mate.
Oh, well, let's see. Everyone's gone nuts today.
All right, Bo's on the line. Bo.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Who do you want to boo?
I want to boo the people in the slow lane that try and overtake you.
Yeah, mate. Are you driving right now, Bo, are you?
Yeah, mate.
You're a bit of a hothead behind the wheel. Do you wind down the window and give them plenty?
Sometimes, when I feel like it.
Well, I'd like to put a black box recorder in Bo's car. Hey,
fruity.
Bo, you're a good man. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Dylan's on the line. Dylan, who do you want to boo?
Hey, I want to boo the Boston Celtics.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Ooh, why?
Yeah, what's happened?
Because they gave up a 23-point lead and cost them a multi.
Oh, well, fair call. Boo them again, Dave.
Oh, they've
cost you money. They've cost you money, mate.
Yeah, man. 23-point lead.
Did you have much on it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
it hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
You're going so well.
Duke him.
Oh, a case of Brick Lane coming your way, Dylan, as well.
Thank you.
You are
Do you
more
know who
enough,
I'd
mate.
Like to boo?
Who's that, mate?
The Washington Generals.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They've never won. They always get beaten by...
What about the Richmond Tigers? Oh, I beg your pardon. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Oh, Dave.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
This food.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is f***ing disgusting.
Malloy's Food News.
Eat it. Just eat it.
I love food.
Yes, you do. Oh, no.
Dave,
we all love
a
food.
A little too quick.
I beg your pardon. We all love
a little
food.
Too...
It's one of life's great pleasures, isn't it?
Well, it's the only one, really, isn't it? You never feel... You know when you eat something good?
Yep.
Like a, I don't know, chicken McNugget?
Yeah, it is.
And you just go, wow.
How good's this? I'm with you, mate. I am so with you.
Hey, look at this. And the home of good food, of course, they'll tell you, is France.
Right.
And there's a row in Lyon as the mayor has taken meat off school menus. Now, this worries me. Like, I'm all for kids going vegetarian.
Yep.
But this is forced vegetarianism.
That's right.
So your kid's not a vegetarian. He goes to school and he's not allowed to eat meat.
Yeah.
On what grounds? Ethical grounds or carbon footprint. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
But when it comes to school lunch,
yeah,
my body, my choice.
Of course.
Right. I mean, I'd be getting my mum to throw rissoles over the fence.
Just like in case.
Get a tennis ball machine and shoot in some snags. Thunk.
Yeah.
Thunk, thunk.
Some Straz sandwiches. Yum.
Straz.
Is that tomato sauce Straz on top?
What is it?
Well, I don't know. It's processed meat, isn't it?
Yeah. Fascinating. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Macca's. Have a look at this. Oh, by the way, no, let's stay in France for a second. France. French workers can now eat lunch at their desks without breaking the law. How? What? Why is
it? What? I don't know.
Eat lunch at your desk.
Yeah. Well, you do. Every afternoon.
There's often crumbs. you can tell when I've been through. Do you know French airline pilots on Air France were allowed to have two glasses of red wine on a long-haul flight?
No kidding. Yeah. While they're flying the plane?
While they're flying the plane. Till a first officer got glassed. And then they... No, that's the French. That's the way they roll.
Yeah.
It's a long-haul flight. It's 24 hours. Over the course, two glasses of red.
And you know what? It's in autopilot from the time you've taken off to the time you leave. So, you know, depart. Land. So, yeah, you're right. Go for it.
Imagine if it crashes, you get the black box recording. Here we go. The French. Hey, let's go to McDonald's because these are good stories, I have to tell you. This one, a furious McDonald's customer has called the cops after missing the breakfast cutoff.
Oh, no, 10:30.
Because it's lethal. You just go in there and bang, it's done. And
she wanted a McMuffin.
She wanted a McMuffin, and she wanted it badly, and then she's 911'd it, and the police turned up, and he wanted to prosecute. She said, I can't get my pancakes.
I do love the hotcakes. Breakfast on too. Oh, man.
Hotcakes with McDonald's sausage.
Oh.
That's like an anniversary dinner for you, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't it? Do we have the other McDonald's story? Was there one here?
Well, there was another one about smoothies. McDonald's adding protein.
No,
powders to
I want the
smoothies.
One about the McMuffins. A woman went bonkers over.
Isn't that? That's the McDonald's customer that you just read.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it?
Is it a different story?
No.
I don't think so.
It's the same one. Oh, let me continue.
Keep
reading.
Going.
Yeah, she's going bonkers. She's going bonkers.
So hang on.
She's...
So she missed the cutoff at 10:30. Yeah, furious that's about right. That. Then what?
Well, she missed a McMuffin, so she's tipped furniture over.
No, that's ridiculous. Well, not in Australia, because I think it's all-day breakfast.
To do it twice.
I was just going to say, they need all-day breakfast in West Sussex.
What hey, look at this. HelloFresh responds after customer received bottle of urine in food box.
Oh.
Still better than an apple tie. I would have thought.
What do you mean? Bottle of... No.
Mate, it's awful. Not making it up.
Okay. That's...
Listen, a HelloFresh customer has spoken out after receiving a bottle of urine as part of his food delivery from the meal kit company.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mind if it went to Bear Grylls. He probably ordered it. In fact, it's probably Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls is down at HelloFresh peeing in bottles. There you go. Good to go. Get that one out. UK customer Oliver McManus took to Twitter to contact HelloFresh and asked them exactly why he received the side of urine with his meal ingredients. Jeez. And look, the bottle's not full. So I'm just wondering when it dawned on
me. It always reminds me of that story that was on radio with you and Albie Mangles. Remember when he came on and he spoke about... In fact, I've got the audio if you did want to hear it. I do.
Oh,
I've dug into the archives.
Can I just say, before we play this, Albie had had a couple who off chops.
Possibly.
Is that fair to say?
It's a long time.
He's a bit loopy.
He was feeling good.
He was feeling good.
He was quite relaxed.
He was very relaxed for 6:30 in the morning. Very hard to get sense out of him. And then we asked him about bottling. We'd given up by this stage because we thought there's no way this interview will ever go to air. It's that terrible. And we were just laughing along. Have you got it?
Yeah, here it is.
Just out of interest, did you ever drink your own urine?
Yeah, I have done that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have a glass after.
I won't say what we can do.
That was what they do, these guys.
Yeah, no, it is.
Imagine drinking yours this morning, me.
Mine's got a head on it. Yeah. If someone... You know the old days they used to take you into the office and give you an air check?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine sitting in the office and while the station manager plays that back to you. Okay, guys, how do you think it went this morning?
Yeah.
I blame Albie. Hey, we've got more food news, but we might have to come back to it. Let's keep dancing.
All right. Narrowly Meadows next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. Merrily Meadows
Sports Wrap. Hey, Nez, lay it on us. What's the big stuff that came out of the weekend, please?
Well, Naomi Osaka and Novak Djokovic have added to their Grand Slam titles. I know this means the world to you, Mickey. You're a massive tennis fan. Naomi Osaka is now 4 from 4.
I've taped it. Don't give me the results. Don't give me the results.
Well, 2-time Australian Open champion, and Novak Djokovic, 9 times Australian Open champion, 18. So he closes the gap on Federer and Nadal.
Can he catch the others?
Yeah, he can. They're at 20, and Federer is considerably older. Nadal only 1 year older than Djokovic, but his body, you know, there's always that sort of question mark over Rafael Nadal, but you never know. With the French Open, it could go toe-to-toe for a while yet, but most people are expecting Novak Djokovic to catch them at some point. But I think, you know, there was an interesting moment this morning when he took the trophy out to the beach at Brighton and signed a pregnant woman's belly. So, you know, celebrating in a different style.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, what was said about his stupid injury? Which was he injured or not? Was it a load of bollocks? Mm. He went through the whole tournament and he seemed to be playing great tennis, yet the whole time making out that he was doing it on one leg.
Yeah, look, he said that he was injured and hurt his stomach up in that 5-setter against Taylor Fritz. Look, who knows? But like you say, he seemed to look pretty darn fit throughout the entire tournament. And Daniil Medvedev had been on a crazy winning streak. So to beat him in straight sets the way that he did, he looked pretty healthy, didn't he?
And what about Osaka? How good is she? Can she be one of the greats? Is she on her way? Could I care less? What are you thinking?
I think she's definitely well on her way. She had to beat Serena Williams on her way to this one, as well as last year's runner-up, Garbina Muguruza, and wins her 4th Grand Slam and 2nd Australian Open title. So, look, she's an absolute star and, you know, is really good on social inclusion and social change and all those sort of things as well. So, massive star of the future.
Ash Barty has been sent to Adelaide, ever think about it.
Oh.
She let herself down, she let her country down, and you go, right, you, Adelaide, go and work it out.
Geez, you were dropping body parties this time last week, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, no, I blow with the wind. when she wins, she's our body at the moment. Disgraceful.
Well, my question to you is, were you one of the booing members of the crowd when the term vaccine got brought up? Why are we booing vaccine? Like, what is going on here? We've been waiting for this vaccine for a year and we finally got it and we're booing at the poor woman talking about it. Let's have a listen.
It's been a time of deep loss and extraordinary sacrifice for everyone. And with vaccinations on the way, rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future. There are many other people to thank that enabled this great night to take place. The top of that list is the Victorian government. Without you, we could not have done this.
I'll allow that one. You can't boo a vaccine.
No.
Hey guys, we've just cured cancer. Boo! They're basically booing science.
Yeah.
Yep. Cop that, science. You've been told. How, what about the furor over the anthem? It was a cappella. It was by, who was it? Gordy?
Gordy, yeah. Who I actually do have a few of her songs on my phone. So I actually enjoy her, but she did.
You're a fan.
She did mess up.
What was the criticism? The lyrics or the fact that it was just an a cappella version of the worst anthem ever written?
It was that she didn't get the new lyrics right. Have a listen. Australians, oh, let us rejoice,
for we are young and free. Yeah, she had problems before she got to the lyrics. That's just hanging in there. Like, you know, you need all the cover you can get with that anthem.
Not your soul, you know, Mickey.
That's the worst anthem ever. We could just change it. It is terrible.
It's not that bad.
It is.
She's also got a medical background and has been part of the pandemic response.
That's right.
So what have you done lately,
front
Mickey?
Work. Yeah.
Yeah, but she booed the vaccine. Oh, that. What else? Let's change gears for a minute. State of Origin's been announced. The venue's been announced. And MCG gets first crack.
Great. After everything that Victoria missed out on last year and just myself working on the Australian Open and then the NBL Cup as well, it's so good to see so many live sports back in Melbourne, and we're adding State of Origin to it. So the MCG is going to host the opener this year, obviously, you know, situation dependent.
Yep.
Brisbane will host the second one and then Sydney for the final. So it's the first time since 2018. I just think this is wonderful news for a state that did it really tough last year.
Cam Smith, it looks like he's going to go to the Broncos. Is that your read?
They're certainly interested. Titans as well. But after Melbourne decided to name Jesse Bromwich and Dale Finucane as their co-captains, it doesn't look like Cam Smith is coming back to the Storm.
And I see your next story, Dustin Martin to Sydney. Not happening. Segment over.
It's happening. That one is vertical complete. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm pretty sure he's getting an exit out of this contract so that he can go to the Tigers. So he can leave the Tigers and get to Sydney this year.
Don't let yourself down.
Hey, Merrily's got a brand new season of her podcast out Wednesday.
Than that stuff. She's just been peddling there. That was terrible.
It was not. Ordinarily speaking, season two
Ordinarily
is out.
Ordinarily speaking.
Yeah, that's the name
of the
podcast.
Can I be on it?
Absolutely, Mickey.
What are we going to talk about?
You have to cry and talk about your feelings. How do you feel about that?
I will go the blub nonstop.
Sounds good.
I will wail. I will pound the table. I will hug you.
We can start with Dustin Martin as a Sydney Swan.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
That's out this Wednesday. That's Narrowly.
Well done, Narrowly.
This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Coming up, Dave O'Neill. You don't need to boo Dave O'Neill. We love him. He's a turn today, haven't they? He's a friend of the show.
Welcome.
He'll be coming up in just a moment here on Malloy.
Will he have Wooey?
Hope so.
We interviewed him and Wooey last time on the program. Got a bit.
Yeah, it was
bizarre.
It was a bit weird, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was
how are you going, by the way? How was your weekend, by the way?
I was all right. Yeah, it was an interesting night last night.
What do you mean?
Look, it was a kind of a special occasion. I was meeting someone. I hesitate to call it a date because sounds a bit old fashioned.
Bit of Mickey time.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
What happened?
Strangely, not on this occasion. Guys, tell me, is this a bad thing?
Right on. We're listening.
Girls, you can tell me too.
No, I'm all ears.
Everything's going quite well. I'm having a few drinks over dinner.
A few laughs.
Anyway, well, that's right. Anyway, my house is very close by.
Okay.
Everything's kind of...
Yeah, it's all heading in the right direction.
Going well when suddenly the girl in question remembers that she has a dental appointment at 8 in the morning.
Oh, man. Just remembered at that moment?
Well, that's when I slapped my 12th Negroni down and went, what the? That's like code for I'm out of here.
That's code.
That's way to check place. You're a dick. Is it? Do you reckon it is?
So it was going well up until then, though.
I thought so.
You thought, yeah.
I mean, you know, we've...
What did you eat? What did you have for dinner?
12 degrees.
Well,
I haven't been drinking either. I haven't been drinking.
No, that's what I know.
Right.
And so you, having a
anyway,
good time.
Life's interesting, isn't it? You never know when it's going to throw up.
So what happened? Any? Nothing.
Nothing, no. Right.
How'd the dentist appointment go?
I'm going to go and check on that dental appointment. Next time I see her, she's going to have the whitest teeth I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's like
I take it personally.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If you have a partner or you think you might like a partner, if you're ever with that partner and there's a back and forth about whether or not you should or shouldn't do something, let's say go play basketball with your mates, and your partner comes back to you and says, you do whatever you think is right.
Yeah, no, that's...
You're already in trouble.
That's the wrong thing.
You ain't done.
That is.
What about the one Jane cancelled me on, which was one I had? I said, girlfriend said, you know, do you want me to come down or do you want me to not? I said, suit yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Suit yourself, thinking you do whatever you want because that will make me happy if you're happy. Apparently, it's the exact opposite of that.
Suit yourself.
Hey, girls, how about filling us in? Just tell us. It's
very simple.
Straight between your eyes.
Nice is also problematic.
Nice.
You look nice.
Oh, that's bad.
It's bad news, Dave. Yeah.
Bit vanilla. Like you haven't tried hard
enough. Nice isn't good enough.
Really?
We're speaking from experience.
Ew. Hey, we got a tweet before. We were talking about, and this is what you said on the show earlier, Mick. You said, you know how I want to be vaccinated? You said, I want to be shot in the ass with a tranquilizer dart from a moving car.
Yeah, I call it the Dactarian inoculation.
Which I'd love to see that.
And not know about it. So it's like they just come out and hunt you down. And I'm walking down the street to get
with your burrito,
bag of chips, and all of a sudden I'm dropped. One leg's dropped. I'm on the ground.
You got your AstraZeneca up
there. They all rush in, and they've got about 3 minutes because if I wake up,
Well, on Twitter, George Ginnis has said, if the Pfizer dart, they can throw in some Viagra if it's the Pfizer dart. That's not a bad idea, two for one.
What are you saying, Dave? What's the
point? No,
I'm
just saying.
No,
that was George who's just tweeted that through.
Like a vaccine cocktail.
Yeah. With the Viagra.
I think of a few other things they could throw in there too.
Apple Tree Chapo says, you could at least make the target a little more challenging for the shooter, Mick.
Go and get stuff, Apple Tree Chapo.
If that is your real name.
You goose.
At Malloy. You can get us on Twitter as well.
So Dave O'Neill's coming up.
Yes.
What else have we got in the second hour?
Oh, huge. Lots of stuff. We've got a team meet. We've got
Hang on. You don't know what's...
What?
It's massive.
Peek behind
it's
the
huge.
Curtain. As I grab my notes, don't have to. That's a.
We're going to find out about producer James's dirty weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's a team update with God. And a crime watch too.
Moved into a hotel over the weekend.
James did, yeah.
Posted a photo of himself wearing a robe.
Running around, looks like Hugh Hefner. Or Howard Hughes, just before he bottled his own. One of the two.
All right, time for the Song Whisperer.
With James. Yes. Song Whisperer.
I was off.
I know you. Headphones were down. Mick was out the door.
I was off to the vending machine.
That's okay. You can't
you know, there's
anyway.
A Kit Kat. There's a vegan Kit Kat.
It's Mate, ridiculous.
You can't have a vegan Kit Kat, and there should be. I'm going to pick at the vending machine. If they put a vegan Kit Kat in that. Break. You break.
Don't mess with the original Kit Kat.
Just don't mess with anything. Everyone's getting overexcited. It's a Kit Kat.
Okay.
Snap it off. Right. Have a crack.
Here we go.
Okay, what do you got?
This is Rock Song as Time Capsule, evidence of an era that involved physical albums and an analog system to play them. The system required a cash deposit of a minimal amount to play the chosen song. But it's not just about choosing a song. It's also about choosing a lover. Combining a smile, a direct question, hey, what's your name, and an even more direct course of action. Let's get out of here.
He sound mad today.
What the hell?
Something about a jukebox.
Okay.
Is it?
I wouldn't say anything else.
Don't know whether it is.
Do I get a case of Brick Lane?
Sure.
Yeah, come on, Dave.
You can have as many as you want.
Dave, you can have a guess.
You said something about a cash deposit or money. Yeah. Or so. Yeah. I was thinking maybe... The best thing. Beatles. You know, a bit of money.
Oh, Dave. You're having a shocker.
Beg your pardon.
Monday's not your day.
You've almost just given away the Song Whisperer, but if you do know, 133353.
This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a cracker. Dave O'Neill is in the building.
Awesome.
I hope he's got Wooey with him.
Oh, me too.
Wooey's back.
That's his puppet.
Wuhan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to get to the bottom of that. I hope he's brought him in. Lots to talk about with Dave. Good to have him back live in the studio again. What else, Dave?
Look, we're going to have a team meet. We all need to get together and talk about one of our producers who had a dirty weekend.
In a hotel room.
Yeah.
Swanning around in a row.
And I've done something that I'm not proud of, and I almost killed myself on the weekend, so...
You have my full attention.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke right here. Jay Mondo. Synopsis, please.
This is Rock Song as Time Capsule, evidence of an era that involved physical albums and an analog system to play them. The system required a cash deposit of a minimal amount to play the chosen song. But it's not just about choosing a song. It's about choosing a lover, combining a smile, a direct question, hey, what's your name, and an even more direct course of action. Let's get out of here.
You acted out all the parts. Like, you did about three different roles there.
I did too.
It was good.
Quite theatrical.
Thank you.
You're quite the chameleon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jazz hands.
Hey, Chris, what's the song, buddy?
Mickey, I reckon we're heading down to the Love Shack.
Oh.
The B-52s. Not a bad song, that one. Are you on the money? What made you say that, Chris?
Oh, we're heading on down the something highway.
Yes.
Now you're just quite
interested. We've got our jukebox money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. And?
No.
No, Chris. Not to worry, they duke him, Dave.
Oh, a case of Brick Lane. Chris?
Beautiful. Thank you, mate.
Sorted, mate.
All right, John's on the line. John, have a crack. Go for broke, mate.
Hello there.
Yes, you're on
air, mate.
Yeah.
Hello.
In your own time, John.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I thought I will. Money for nothing, Dire Straits.
Get your money for nothing, get your checks for free. We got to install microwave oven.
I'm guessing it wasn't worth it in the end, was it, Song Whisperer? I won't die straight. Why are you saying that, John? Oh, money.
Well,
you get your money in.
Yeah, just get the money. I don't know. Just
yeah. Right, calm down.
Jeez.
Look, you went for
bit
it.
Uppity.
You had a guess. It's not correct.
give him something.
Yeah, case of Brick Lane for John.
Didn't
thanks
say
for going
the whole hog.
Oh, thank you.
I think he deserves it.
All right, John. Come on, Justin. What are you thinking?
Yeah, mate. I reckon it's I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Black Keys.
Rock and Roll Anthem. This is right
put
on.
Another dime
I reckon
in the
you
anthem.
Jesus, stay on the line. You're about to take the chockies here.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, yes, Justin.
You've done it.
Fantastic.
You've done it. You've got yourself $100 in vouchers to use at your choice of many great locations, including Netflix and Amazon, Uber Eats as well. So, and a case of Brick Lane on top of that as well.
Oh, the draft.
Draft's very good. And you can get that at Dan Murphy's, by the way. Be looking for Brick Lane. Yeah, well done. Well, let's get the song on.
You're being picked off early these days, Song Whisperer.
The audience is great,
boys.
They're on it.
Well done, mate.
They're all over you.
Yeah.
Bring your own game.
Up next, Dave O'Neill.
Here we go, people.
This is Malloy. Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Well done, Justin. Kilsyth in Victoria picked up the prize today. The Song Whisperer, it is Malloy on Triple M, and Dave O'Neill joins us in studio.
Hello, Dave.
Right. Hello. Just got the jab. Just yeah.
What?
You got the jab?
Oh, I bought off some guy on the street in a tracksuit.
No, mate.
Was that the vaccine that I bought, or what was that?
No. I wouldn't take that.
Don't go back for your second shot. That's all I'm saying. One is enough.
I'm waiting, though.
You're shaky and you're a bit sweaty.
Yeah, I am.
You'd take it, wouldn't you? Do you hear those people at the tennis booing?
That's ridiculous.
Booing a vaccine.
Booing science, as you said.
Booing science. I'd take it. I'd take it once and then go to the back of the queue and get it again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd like to take someone else's shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd like it to be either or.
Well, dress up as old ladies, are they doing, was it in America?
So this is a true story. Dave, you even might have a article there about Florida, women wearing granny disguises to try and get COVID vaccine. You got it, Dave?
Yeah, here's the story.
Authorities say the women believed to be in their 20s tried to appear older by wearing bonnets and gloves to receive their second dose of the vaccine. Deputies confronting the women.
You know what you have done?
Hello!
You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you. And now you're not going to get your second one. So that's a whole waste of time we just wasted here on this.
That's like sneaking into the lifeboats on the Titanic,
isn't
dressed
it?
As a woman. You know
you're
what I mean? You go,
right.
No, mate. You can't be doing it.
Me and Danger will just turn up in our Eagles t-shirts.
That's
and go, yeah,
right.
Fine. You're old.
Don't jab any of the surviving Eagles. I'd like to see you.
Oh, yeah. That is a terrible thing to
well,
say.
Well, they've had a good innings. They've had a fair run.
Don Henley.
What else is happening? What happened to Wooey? We were hoping you'd bring Wooey in because last time you were on the show.
I can get him, but he's got a new career.
I'm not calling on him now. Please, I know you need to prepare. Yeah, but what's he doing?
He's appearing on a new version called The Bachelor, where he's
The Bachelor.
Him and 26 bats. And then he's going to choose the perfect one, and then, you know, in a spa, in a hot tub, and there's going to be a bit of biting each other.
What's
and
the perfect date for a bat?
Another bat, I'd expect.
No, remember where you go. You know they go to places.
Where you go? Dracula's.
anywhere where they can hang upside down from the roof, I'm guessing, would
people
be.
People just think they're a prop. They look real, those bats.
It's all, forget.
Dracula's is closed in Melbourne, unfortunately.
And, you know, it had a record run. I think it ran for like 46 years.
Theatre restaurant, right?
Theatre restaurant,
never
yeah.
stopped. Never right. stopped.
There was one on the Gold Coast, too.
You seem to know a bit about it. You've treaded the boards, have you, at Dracula?
More Hunchbacks kind of guy. Anyway. Or the Loony Bin. They used to be called the Loony Bin.
Which isn't britches for me. Do you know what they need to do? Yeah. Put them all together in the same district, like a West End.
Yes.
You know, like the West End Theatre District of London. Like the
theatre restaurant.
Theatre restaurant district.
Yeah. But they are wrongly named because you go, there's not much theatre and there's not much restaurant. You know what I mean? They don't get either right. So.
What was Dirty Dick's? That was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bring out the beef, a Baron of Beef.
Sirloin. Remember Sirloin was one of the.
I drove past the famous Cuckoo restaurant in the.
What's Cuckoo?
That's a German all-you-can-eat restaurant in the Dandenongs in Melbourne.
What's it called, Cuckoo?
The Cuckoo. It's like German. It's Cuckoo. You've been to the Cuckoo?
No.
The Cuckoo is not a German word.
Oh, okay.
Heil Hitler, that's German.
That was the original name, Hitler's, but they had to change it.
See you at Hitler's.
See you at Hitler's.
All you can eat. All right. They're being waved off.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a producer.
Enough Hitler talk.
Oh, no. No. It's out there. What could go wrong? Hey, can you hang about?
Yes.
Because we're going to take a break and come back with more Dave after this.
You got it.
The drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
It is. Dave O'Neill is with us. Got some shows coming too.
Where?
It's sold out. Well, the Gisborne Golf Club is sold out, but that's going to be huge. You've got the Queer Country Chill Out Festival in Dalesford Friday, the 5th of March.
Well, hang on.
And then Kumiala Comedy.
Stop the clock.
The
clock.
I'm all right.
When you think Queer Country, there? You think Dave O'Neill.
I would have thought you'd be the poster boy for the Queer Festival at Dalesford, and I mean disrespect only to you, not to anyone else involved.
Well, I don't know why I'm involved. I don't know. The guy just said we're going to get a minibus, we're going to drive through Dalesford and pick people up and bring them out to this winery, and we're going to do a show.
Wow. Hey, give the Lavender Farms a miss.
A lavendula.
Don't get dragged down the lavender.
Lavender Farm.
Yep, more lavender.
Lavender scone.
This is great. You can have a scone. But do not go near the Lavender Farms. What were the other gigs, Dave?
One more to go, and that's for our listeners in Mildura. Is it the Kumiala Comedy Night at the Memorial Sporting Club on the 19th of March? You don't want to miss that.
Have you been there?
No.
Unbelievable. Really old school.
Golf club. It's a golf course.
Amazing.
Have you been there?
I've done that town.
Have you?
Run out of that town. Kept the engine running, I think they did, while I was on stage. I love it when we get taken off course, but you mentioned The Cuckoo, which is a theatre restaurant out in the suburbs of Melbourne.
Up in the Dandenongs, in the mountains. And it's
cuckoo is a German word?
Yeah.
It's not.
Well.
Yeah, what's it German for? What does it mean?
It means bird. Shoot the cuckoos.
Yeah. I'll cuckoo. You've been there, Jay.
I've been there. I've been to The Cuckoo.
Why'd you go to The Cuckoo?
It was one of the first places I went when I moved to Australia. I was taken there by my ex-wife and her family. We went out and had some nice German cakes.
Yes.
I remember it fondly. It was
there's
good
a guy,
food.
Guy in Lederhausen, they do that. Yeah, look at that.
And there's a cutout out front where you put your face in a hole. It looks like you're wearing a German outfit.
Yeah.
So you come all this way to Australia, and then you go and get involved in some German culture.
Why would
you come all the way to Australia and go to an Australian restaurant, like a Sizzler?
Yeah.
So we go to the Cuckoo. Yeah. Dave Daniel's on the line. Daniel, what do you want to add?
Well...
I don't know who I'm talking
to. Mick or Molly, whatever your name is.
Hello, you're dropping out. What do you want to say?
I want to say, if you've never been to the Cuckoo, you haven't lived, mate.
Right.
You haven't lived till you've been to the Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Is it Cuckoo or Cuckoo?
It's a Cuckoo. I don't know.
It's like a kookaburra.
Oh, my.
Maybe.
Thanks, Daniel. Tracy's on the line. Tracy, have you been to the Cuckoo?
I have been to the Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. She's just corrected me. Okay.
How good was it?
The food's amazing. Really, really good schnitzel and amazing desserts.
Mm. Yeah, you want to get a schnitzel at a German restaurant. Yeah. That's all I'm going for, the schnitzel.
Mm.
But they have the biggest cuckoo clock in the Southern Hemisphere.
Shut up. Wow. Yeah. Are you serious? The biggest cuckoo clock?
They do.
Do you remember
it's
the
huge.
Adolf Hitler room? Do you remember that bit?
That room was closed when I was there.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really good. All the waitering staff goose step as they bring you.
Tracy, $100 for you, by the way, to spend wherever you would like to for calling through Netflix.
Can
Uber
I say
Eats?
This?
Yeah.
You'd have to, Tracy, have the largest cuckoo clock in the Southern Hemisphere because imagine if a restaurant not called Cuckoo's had it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Trace, thanks for your call. Love it. Did you do a speech recently? Who did you go and speak to?
Year 12s at one of the local high schools.
Okay. How'd that go?
The woman said, well, after your inspirational talk, I said, there'll be no inspiration. It's just a couple of fat jokes.
What were you asked to do?
Just talk for half an hour. It was like their first day back.
Okay.
And I had to reflect on the year and I had to talk about my education, which I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Right. Yeah.
And she said, make sure at the end you ask for questions because they're very interested in your media career.
Right.
Very, very interested, Mick. She said, I have some good questions for you. I got one question. I said, so any questions? This kid just goes, hey, mate, what do you reckon your BMI is?
Wow.
Which brought the house down. So I pretend I couldn't hear him. I said, I don't know, mate, I drive an Audi.
Now, can I ask, is that a heckle? Would you consider that a heckle?
That's like a heckle.
It's like an organised. It's a heckle with a hand up. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
It's the politest heckle I've ever seen.
You've got a bigger laugh than me. That kid should get into comedy.
And you pegged you, and you asked for it.
Yes.
You asked to be heckled.
Yes.
You said you. Yes, you. Your turn. Well, hey, how's Gary? I love Gary.
Gary
I like
update. Gary,
we got a Gary update. Youngest, this is your boy.
He look. They had very says very exciting. They had the opening of the steam room at the primary school.
What do you mean a steam?
A steam room? You never been to a steam room?
No. Not in those primary clubs. School. What does a primary school need?
No, it's the steam room stands for. It's not like one of those clubs in King's Cross where there's a sauna or something. It's like the steam room, which stands for.
Okay, you're not helping your own story.
Oh, no. Science, technology, engineering, arts, and maths. Steam, right? So they do stuff like that in there.
Right.
So they got all the computers. They got a 3D printer.
Sounds like a load of fun. Yeah. Do you get naked but just wear a towel as you do your math?
That's a different kind of steam room. But he goes, Dad, all the chairs in there have got wheels on them. And he goes, big mistake. Because they have races down the corridor now with these wheely chairs.
So much fun.
But the other big news is that in the classroom, they share a few classrooms and they've got call it the big top. It's a little tent you can go to if you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, okay.
Or as Gary calls it, the sad tent. So I had two hours in there the other day in the sad tent. Do you want me to book you in, Dangerous, to the sad
tent? Please. I want to go now.
A regular booking?
Yep.
You should do it every night after the show,
I
reckon.
Yeah.
The sad tent, I tell you what, everyone needs one. Thank you, Dave. What's the shows again, please?
Yes, Gisborne Golf Club, Kumeala Comedy Night, and the Queer Country Chill Out Festival in
Dalesford. Do you do golf jokes when you go to a golf club, or do you?
I don't know much about golf, so have you got any for me, or?
No. I got heaps, but you can't have them.
And by the way,
Wooey, take the bat.
I'll take
the bat live? Please tell me that Wooey gets a run.
But I will. I'm going to start bringing Wooey. People did ask for him last week. Where's the bat?
I bet you they did.
Where's the bat?
That'd be my heckle.
By the way, Dave's podcasts are great. I was listening to the debrief. You had Limo on last week. It was very good.
Did I get bagged out again? I get bagged out a bit.
Oh, Glenn. More of Glenn that. On somehow related. Yeah, you get mentioned a lot. Yeah.
Lawyers have been consulted.
Well, you can get those wherever you get your podcast, the debrief, somehow related, or the junkies. That's Dave O'Neill.
On you, Dave.
This is Malloy. Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Report a crime.
Malloy's crime report.
Oh, it is the Malloy crime report, Mick Malloy.
Can I start with my favourite headline so far this week? Wanted man surrenders to police because he couldn't stand the people he was living with in lockdown.
Feel ya.
Wow, how's that? Yep. A wanted man surrendered to police in West Sussex because he didn't want to spend another minute with the people he was living with during COVID-19 lockdown. Inspector Darren Taylor of the Sussex Police shared the odd occurrence on Twitter, claiming the unidentified man was wanted on recall to prison, was in pursuit of peace and quiet when he turned himself in. Once in custody and heading back to prison to serve some further time on my own.
It's a better time in the clink than being with your flatmates.
That's not a ringing endorsement, is it, for the people in lockdown?
Yeah, where's your mate? Nah, going back to the clink.
He's given himself up. He's come out with his hands up.
Yep.
He said, enough is enough. Okay, David.
What else you got?
Customs inspectors find cocaine-coated cornflakes in Ohio.
Yeah.
That'd be a good start to your day, wouldn't it? You know, would it get up and go? Yeah. You know, they're always advertising that kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You bounce start out of bed. Your day. Mission accomplished.
I've got the audio for the story. Oh, thank you. Listen, here it is.
The shipment came from Peru. It was going to a private residence in Hong Kong before it was seized by U.S. authorities in Cincy. They confiscated 44 pounds of cocaine disguised as sugar on frosted cornflakes.
No, thanks.
Another bowl, anybody? Hey, kids, you know, you get those Nutri-Grains,
Iron Man food.
Just push that stuff to one side. Oof. I'll go past him on the paddleboard.
Oh, Frosty Flakes.
Frosties. Hey. Yep. I don't know what, there's enough sugar on those things anyway.
There is.
I don't know what would give you a bigger high.
Had a caller before talking about how Gay Times moved into the breakfast cereal department. Cocoa Pops. Gay Time.
As long as I don't get into the cocaine aspect.
Well, yes.
That is incredible. What happened, Dave?
What?
You know the old, when we were kids,
yeah.
you'd get a treat or a toy in your cereal box.
Oh, yeah.
And that used to be the greatest thing in the world.
Monkey or...
So I'd say inside you get a, there'll be a some kind of toy.
Yeah.
And I think I know why it's all gone. But so you'd have to then open it up, you'd fish around.
Dig through.
Dig through, get to the bottom and pull out something that's
like a little...
sometimes got poured into a plate and killed people.
That's right.
Because they choked
plastic.
On it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a thrill.
Oh, of course it was.
Just as a kid, when it came time to open a new box of cereal and you go, oh, what
first
is it going to be?
It's going to be mine.
Like a lucky dip.
Yeah.
And you're in there.
And you'd read the back of the cereal box as well. That was your entertainment. You didn't have your iPads back in those days. You just stare at the back of a cereal box. There was your entertainment.
So much going on. And what do you get now? Nothing.
Nah.
Bring on the cocaine-crusted...
What about little Kellogg's, like the six-pack you used to get? I don't know whether they're still available. But
I love those.
Cocoa Pops.
Totally.
Rice Bubbles.
It's always the All Brand that's left.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always the All Brand that's left.
That's true.
Hey, so there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that could take off.
Maybe.
Because there was a time, I think it was the 30s, Dave, where cocaine was sold at chemists and was put regularly on many things, including beverages.
So that was a that was an additive back in the day.
That was Coke. Just
Coke. Yeah, right.
It's like Bex.
Really?
Yeah, Bex.
More cocaine there, things.
Who else? Our producers just looked up to you, order some cocaine, and was wondering where we are now. Hitler last break.
No. Missed any of the show. Should get the podcast, by the way.
We're going to get in a lot of trouble when the show is over. Mm. And here's a good one to finish off. It's like a feel-good story. Incredible moment when a gutsy Gold Coast grandmother chases down and tackles an alleged bag thief.
Oh, well, I got the audio for that too. Here's the story.
It was about 8:30. She went outside, sitting at a table. It's all caught on CCTV. The man approaches her, has a conversation. That's when he's taken her handbag off the table. Despite having emphysema, she has given chase. She tackled him into the car park. Now, there was a fair tussle. She eventually got him in a headlock. He eventually relented, gave back the handbag, lost a thong in the process. He then hopped in his ute and took off.
Well done, Granny.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can we get her on? She'd be a great interview. Can we find...
Citizen of the Week.
The arresting granny from the Gold Coast. I'd like to speak to her. I think she's our... Look, there's Australia Day honours.
Yeah, I agree.
Right there. The granny who tackled a handbag thief. Bang. What there's a statue as far as I'm concerned.
What a douchebag he is, by the way.
He'll get his. Oh, boo him.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Now, what were you telling me? Housekeeping, I've got the whole crew in here while we run through a bit of management issues. Firstly, is Cuckoo's opened or not?
Well, one website says it's closed, but their website says, yeah, book for a meal here. So click on. We're not sure. If you do know, 133353. I hope it's still open.
German, you say?
German, yeah.
Bawdy wenches?
Busty wenches, indeed.
Does it say that?
No. No, I'm just looking at the photos. Don't make me out of comments.
Are you sure you're on Cuckoo's now? Dave.
I'm incognito on my phone at the moment. So, you know what I'm saying?
Jay, our producer of producers, is here. Now, we're all square for the lottery tickets.
You have paid in advance.
And you have taken something. This is how I'm paying. All the items on my desk.
So I took the Bundaberg ginger beer that has your face on it.
Has my face on it. Have you used it yet?
Not yet.
Is it a talking point?
It's still on the desk.
You're not going to re-gift it?
Maybe.
And what else, Whitney, what else can you get from the... And we'll be giving away some of these as prizes this week. What else is on my desk?
You could get Pure Body Luxe After Sun Oil.
Well, I might need a bit of that myself right now. Really?
Yeah, you could also get Jonathan Thurston's book, which signed To Mick, Best Wishes.
If your name's Mick, it's a good
JT, by the way. Happy with that book.
Yeah, yeah. What else? One more?
A 2018 ACRA's finalist mug.
Okay, that's industry.
It's a bit sad, isn't it? Finalist. I didn't win?
No.
What do you get if you win? Like a finalist, I get a mug.
Yeah, well, that's the trophy.
Remember, we've got a trophy for
the radio. All right, everyone, settle down.
Radio awards. That's what it is. ACRA.
What did we win?
For you and Damu, Red Dust. Remember?
Do I ever? What a great spot that is.
Yeah, it's great.
I hope to get back there very soon. Hey, Kay, let's get to a couple of quick things. Firstly, before we get to the main event, James Blake and his antics on the weekend. What did you do?
Yeah, so we've got a problem with our oven at home at the moment. So you know where your timer is and you put your times in for your meals or whatever. Anyway, one of the buttons was a bit stuck, so I thought what I'll do is I'll take open the oven and I'll just see if I can fix the switch where you push the timer. And then I electrocuted myself because I pulled out the oven.
I wish I was there. For that.
Oh, mate. I've jumped about 5 feet backwards. I'm an idiot. I'm an absolute idiot.
Was it like you tasered yourself? Or
yeah,
something?
Completely. And that was the reaction from my family.
I was just going to ask, did the kids see this?
They did. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Anyway, so next time, don't do it. Get yourself an electrician or turn the power.
Well, you know what happened to me during the weekend? So I was down at my house. So I haven't told the story, have I? I was down at my house and so I can't cook much. No. And so I've got a grill and all I can cook is a steak. So I put the steak on the grill. Anyway, there's started to smoke up in the house. So I put my fans on, but nothing happened.
Oh, no.
So I do the only thing I can think of, which is call my builder. And I ring Rod. No, because Rod had been doing some project managing for me. Right. I said, mate. The fans aren't working. He goes, I took it out to fix them.
Oh, no.
I go, now I've got no fans. He goes, look at the thing. I go, I can't see it. It's a pea super. And I so the only thing I can cook is a steak. I can't see it. Visibility's down to about 2 feet. Oh, no. I have to go and open all the doors and all the windows.
Yes, that's an errand.
Air the house out. Now,
it's all on my new
cooking show.
How was the steak, by the way?
It was
a little crisp.
Yeah, I found it eventually. We're going to just tell us. We'll get a little entree and then we're going to come back and do this in the next break. Mm. But what did you do on the weekend, James?
Took the girlfriend out to a very nice hotel, a nice restaurant for our 2-year anniversary. I kept saying 3-year. 2-year.
Feels like 3 years is what you were telling me.
Mm.
She said it's 2 years but feels like 3 years.
Mm. I was caught out by the receptionists at the desk. It wasn't nice.
Now, are you doing this for a nice thing or have you done something bad?
No, it was a nice thing.
Was this like just off your own bat? I'll do something.
No, there was some prodding to make it happen, and I made it happen. I make things happen. I'm a producer. I produce the relationship.
Okay. And where do you go? Can you say we or went do you don't to, want to say?
Crown Promenade in Melbourne.
Promenade's the cheap one. The other one's the big one.
I thought
Promenade's like the kiddie table.
No, but we went for the studio apartments. So we had a view of the city.
Oh, pardon me, you registered.
Yeah, we saw all the lights turn on at night.
Did you stand in front of the window stroking a cat? Mr. Burns?
I took a moment in the morning in my robe to stand and look out at the city and just appreciate life.
And so you're living the high life, and then what happens? Do you go out for dinner?
We went to Rockpool. And it's one of those restaurants when you walk in and it has a scent, it's got a signature scent, and you know you're in for a good time. So
it's called a kebab shop. And you're in a kebab shop. It's got a signature scent. I wonder. A splash of Rockpool, please.
You walk in and you know where you are without your
eyes. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
The hotel, Rockpool, I'm guessing a bit of... was a lay down mazir on the way home.
We'll find out after the song.
Oh, mate, I'm telling you.
All right.
Get your money back.
We'll fix up this housekeeping and boot this one home right after this. It is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
We're still just mopping up a bit of housekeeping from the team.
Fascinated by James' dirty weekend at the Crown Promenade where you hosted your partner.
Yes.
And then you went to big suite you've taken and then you've had Rockpool. What happened before? Did you do anything before dinner
I'm not a big mover and shaker, so it was a 9 p.m. booking for Rockpool, which is a bit of an endurance game. So we did a late lunch, then we did a bit of bar hopping, then we head back to the hotel room.
And this is afterwards?
So this is before Rockpool. No, none of that. Oh. In fact, a little bit more Grand Designs flipped on lifestyle. And we caught a full episode of Grand Designs. Stop.
Okay, back it up.
Yep, right.
You've got a hotel room at the Crown.
Yeah.
You've gone to Rockpool. You've come home and you've done what?
And we've watched a bit of, first it was Border Control and then it was Grand Designs. Just Grand Designs Australia. So a nice little project out in Sydney.
That'll get you in the mood.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love, it's not Kevin MacLeod, it's the other bloke, the Australian one. But I just, that's one of my shows that I can just consistently binge.
You're on here, mate.
So,
and after that?
Oh, yeah, well, then we closed the drapery and we had a respectable evening.
Yeah.
Hi, Mum. How are you? No, we're good. Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that I know who you are. I know how you're quite a proud young man.
Yes.
You have obviously paid or offered to pay.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what the etiquette is these days.
I view myself as a 21st century man.
Oh, my God. Here it comes.
And one of the things that...
You didn't split it.
I really pride the fact that our relationship is 50-50 all the way down the line. Everything. From Ubers on a Friday night.
No, you don't, mate.
Yeah, you do not. Hey, you live at home with your parents.
Yes.
You have this amazing disposable income.
Hold on, I'm taking this from you.
No,
Lucy, she's
a frontline worker. She's a nurse.
She did work in one of the COVID
saving
lives.
Everything.
Yeah, and I work hard as well. And we just split it right down the middle.
We established earlier that you were doing this at a prodding. You had been asked, hey, you know, do something nice.
Yeah, she was like, oh, you know, coming up on 2 years, which
yeah.
2 years.
Wouldn't it be nice if you did something for me?
Yeah.
Not 50-50.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Hey, did you go through and itemize everything? Did you go, I didn't have the peanuts.
I have the tax invoice. It was emailed to me, and I'll reconcile that with her later this week.
Do you guys ever share zero?
You'll be reconciling that on your own with your next girlfriend. I imagine you are.
Jane.
What is wrong with you?
Do
something nice once in your life.
Hey, birthdays, Christmas, anniversaries. There's something every 3 months.
Oh, how terrible for you.
You sound quite exhausted for a young man in love.
Hey, what's happening on tomorrow? Get out. See me in my office.
I've got to go make some phone calls.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah. You go and get a big bunch of flowers. That's what you need. Who's on tomorrow?
Lano and Woodley are going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, they're great.
Live in the studio. I think it's got some shows coming up.
That'll be a load of fun.
And Andy Lee, too, The Cube, which is, I think it's this week
show.
It starts.
This is a big show for Channel 10. Starts Wednesday night, I think. And Andy will be on to walk us through that.
All right.
He will be hosting his own show on Channel 10. It'll be a ripper. Make no mistake about that. Lano and Woodley, I used to see them way back when, when they were called the Found Objects, and there was three of them.
No kidding.
And they were one of the few acts. Oh, my God. James is trying to draw to our attention the fact that he did shout the buffet breakfast. And all you can eat. So he goes to Rockpool. He splits the bill at Rockpool and goes, no, allow me to get the buffet. Yeah, Found Objects. They were the business. But look at them now.
They are one of the all-time greats. Great duos. Australia loves them. Goddamn national treasures. Lano and Woodley. That'll be tomorrow. And as we mentioned, Andy Lee as well. Miss today's show, the Listener app. Like Malloy, and you get in your feed every single day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Drive you home. Malloy.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast.